Welcome to God's Acre on the Go, a worship podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. To learn about the life of our church, our in-person ministries, and the virtual connections and offerings available, please visit us at www.godsacre.org. Now, wherever you are, wherever you are going, we welcome you to worship.
Church family, this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to God's Acre on the Go. We're so grateful to have you tuning in with us this morning. This morning, we will be focusing on a few of Jesus's parables that are found in the Gospel of Mark in chapter 4. And the Reverend Kibbe Laird will be preaching a sermon entitled, The Kingdom of God is Like a Mustard Seed. But before we do that, I'd like you to prepare your hearts and minds to receive the word as we listen to our own Greer Lyle sing for us, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands.
Our gospel text this morning comes from Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 32. Listen for the word of God. Jesus also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk and then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, and once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It's like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, some of us come here this morning in a sunshiny place, and others are in the shadows, and perhaps someone here today feels like they are in the darkness, waiting for the darkness to lift. No matter where we find ourselves, relaxed, bored, hopeful, or content, speak to us in these coming moments in our place of greatest need. Pour through me the gift of preaching that by some miracle of your grace, these ordinary words might touch us in our place of greatest need. And we know that they will, for we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Some years ago, we took a group of high school kids on a mission trip to Belize. We were paired with another team from Alabama who were doctors and nurses. Throughout the week while we did the projects we had chosen, the group from Alabama set up a clinic and did minor medical procedures. One of our high school girls was very interested in medicine and asked if she could go with them. So that week she watched and helped at the makeshift clinic. A seed was planted. Upon our return to the States, she signed up and took an EMS course, and upon graduation, she applied to and got into the University of Texas nursing program. This year, she is graduating, and she absolutely loves it, being a nurse. And to think it all began with a seed planted in a Belizean sugarcane village. I'm a strong believer in mission trips and the power they have to transform lives, and I applaud Kelly Antonsen and Eric Burns and Sam Gardner and the entire team who are taking our 74 fish to Allendale, South Carolina this year, because I know seeds will be planted, seeds of faith which will grow in our kids over a lifetime. These are intense trips with the extraordinary power to change lives. My own daughter said last year after the YG mission trip to Boston, "I feel closer to God than I ever have before." Seeds planted. Who knows what God will do with them? On my first ever mission trip, I heard Oscar Romero's prayer, which is something of a mystery, the mystery being that he never wrote it. Do you ever wonder if you'll be remembered for something you didn't say or do? I do. Well, I hope at least it's something good. Anyway, listen to Oscar Romero's prayer, which is quite famous. It helps now and then to step back and take the long view. The kingdom is not only beyond our efforts, it's even beyond our vision. We accomplish in our lifetime only a fraction of the magnificent enterprise that is God's work. Nothing we do is complete, which is another way of saying that the kingdom always lies beyond us. We cannot do everything, and there's a sense of liberation in realizing that. This enables us to do something, and to do it well. It may be incomplete, but it's a beginning, a step along the way, an opportunity for the Lord's grace to enter and do the rest. In our passage this morning from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Mark, Jesus is trying to convey the language of heaven. He uses an age-old method that you, too, learned in English class, that is, the simile, a comparison of two things, using the words like or as. He swam like a fish. She's as quiet as a mouse, busy as a bee, sparkles like a diamond, hungry as a bear, flat as a pancake, hard as a rock. You know, they fight like cats and dogs. Strong as an ox, slept like a log, cool as a cucumber, blind as a bat. You get the idea. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus compares the kingdom of God to a lost sheep, a lost coin, treasure hidden in a field, a mustard seed, a bride and groom, laborers in the vineyard, a fine pearl, a net cast into the sea, and so on. We need to begin this morning with the larger chapter of Mark 4 to get our bearings, where Jesus says the kingdom of God is like a man who sowed seeds. Some fell along the path, and the birds devoured it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it didn't have much soil, and the sun scorched it. And other seeds fell in the thorns and were choked. Other seeds fell in good soil and brought forth grain, yielding 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. This, of course, is the parable of the sower. Episcopal priest and well-known writer Barbara Brown Taylor asks, if you have ever read this parable with a focus on the soil. If God is the sower and I am the soil, what can I do to make my life more like good soil? What can I do to get rid of the weeds, add the fertilizer, prepare things as best I can for God's word to take root and grow? She said, one day it dawned on me, maybe this isn't a parable about me at all. It's not about our control or how hard we as the farmer can work to be successful. What if it's about God instead? What if it's about God, the sower, who sows lavishly and extravagantly? We should do our part, but the results are really up to God, because we oftentimes don't even understand how the plants grow, which will take root and which seeds will produce none, while others produce 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Our short passage this morning ends with the phrase, "The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed." A mustard seed is the tiniest possible thing, a teeny tiny seed that grows into a large bush or tree, so large that birds can come and nest in it. But here is the thing about mustard seeds. I read it in every single commentary. No one in their right mind would plant a mustard seed, because they take over. It's like kudzu in the South, or Japanese knotweed, also known as mile-a-minute vine. Something so small becomes so great. So when does the kingdom of God come to earth? And more importantly, would we see it? Would we recognize it in our midst? The kingdom of God is like a teacher making time for a student who struggles to write, patiently, ever patiently, guiding the student, encouraging him on. She knows that if they keep at it month by month and year by year, he will catch up. She's seen it before, the kingdom of God in her midst. And the student's gratitude is payment enough. The kingdom of God is like a coach who helps the child on the football team who loves the game but is not a natural at it. The kid wants to belong and contribute, but needs extra help, and so the coach stays with him day after day, month after month, until one year the child is not a child anymore, and football is his life. The kingdom of God is like a nurse who helps in a memory care unit. She dresses her patients, feeds them lunch, helps them when they are restless. She is all love and care and patience and grace. She is the kingdom of God in our midst. Maybe it's just as simple as saying yes to our kids, not yes to ice cream and cake, but yes, I believe in you. Yes, you can become a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher or an architect, or a designer, or anything you decide to be. The kingdom of God happens anytime we plant and water and cultivate seeds with holy love. The kingdom of God is not only beyond our efforts, it is even beyond our vision. We cannot do everything, and there is a sense of liberation in realizing that. This enables us to do something and to do it well. It may be incomplete, but it's a beginning, a step along the way, an opportunity for the Lord's grace to enter and do the rest. May it be so. May it be so. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, even though we are ashamed to admit it, we are drawn to that which is big and mighty and flashy and fancy. We are a part of a culture that focuses on big cars and big houses and big bank accounts, and we are a part of it too. And yet this morning you remind us that even the smallest thing, something as small as a mustard seed, something that small can grow to make something big and powerful and important. The mustard seed grew into a tree which offered shelter and peace and hope. So open our hearts to receive your word of love and healing, and let our spirits be transformed to serve you. For all things work for good for those who love God and are called according to God's purposes. And now, as Jesus taught his own disciples, we are bold to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sin as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Worship on the Go. To support this podcast and the ministries of our church, please consider making a contribution by clicking the Give button in the top right on our website, www.godsacre.org, or within today's email. God bless you and have a wonderful week.